This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sherman. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Gentlemen, I was working years ago in Spokane at a convenience store right on I-82.
My God, that already sounds like a nightmare. I was at a convenience store in Spokane. Like, you could stop there and we get it.
There was some different things that happened there. The manager who worked during the day, and I was the closing, well, the overnight, like 11 to 7. One night, a gentleman come in about 3 o'clock in the morning and wanted to purchase beer on his account that knew the manager very well and had an account there. And he says, well, it's not actually technically selling beer. You're just, putting it on my account. I explained to him that, no, it's technically selling beer. And he had a burrito cooking, one of the large burritos, in the microwave. And when I told him that he couldn't purchase and I wouldn't unlock the coolers, and he went over to the microwave. He grabbed the burrito and hurled it at me behind the counter. And it splattered all over the window behind me and all over all the cigarettes and everything else that was in there. And it was kind of a nightmare when the manager came in the next morning. You know, I explained what happened to him, and he was, I'm sorry. And I told him, I says, I don't want this to happen again, or I can't work here anymore. And it never did happen again. But
did you ever see that guy again?
No. So it was like there was a house right next to the store that always had a bunch of motorcycles parked out front. Or along the side and out back and in the alley and stuff. And so, yeah, and I never saw him again. He didn't come in the store anymore or needed anybody in who was in the house to come over.
But did he come from that house?
He came from that house. He knew the account. He had his bike there and stuff.
Well, that's old school. I've heard about it at bars.
But
I've never heard about that type of one-on-one situation at a retail
convenience.
Yeah, at that kind of a place.
Hey, Sherman, let me ask you this. Now, when he threw the burrito, did he have bad aim and missed, or did you actually have to duck?
No, I ducked.
Okay.
You George Bushed it.
He would have hit me with that hot burrito, and there would have been bean stuff all over me.
Miss me. I still remember when George Bush had that shoe thrown at him when he popped
it. He dodged
up.
It good.
He looked like he popped up like, ha, miss me.
Yeah. That's a quick dodge, too.
When it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Ted, wasn't your buddy, I guess it's the Royal Farms in Baltimore, he was stabbed?
Oh, yeah. So that one is gone now. But
the location.
That location.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because we used to work at this bar. Like, they tore down that whole block.
Oh, yeah.
But that was kind of the thing. Rural Farms is like, again,
a 24-hour convenience store.
But they had, like, fresh, and they had fried chicken that people loved. And then you could go in there and get subs and everything. So this one was right next to Johns Hopkins University. So you would go in there after the bars, and we would always get the same, you know, chicken subs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So the one night, it's the guy's first night working there. It's taken a while. My buddy's kind of like, come on, dude. Like, hurry up. And the guy's like, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to take it outside? So my buddy, not missing a beat, is like, sure, whatever. We can go outside. And he's walking first. He opens the door. And before he can get outside, the guy that had been working, who had the giant knife, just starts stabbing him. And I mean, seriously, he literally almost died. He collapsed his lung and everything else. But yeah, the dude stabbed him, I think, 6 times because he said he was taking too long making the sub.
That's day one.
I wonder how that worked out in court.
You know what's funny? I don't know the end of that. I don't know. I mean, look, the dude, well, that's the other part of the story. Like, the guy didn't continue working there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the other worker was like, you got to leave. But there was just crazy stuff in that store. I mean, look, we used to steal stuff from that store.
Yeah.
And then one night we were in there and a dude took like 2 whole cases of like chocolate bars or something. And he runs.
Chocolate bars.
So he just had a bunch of stuff and he runs out. And me and my buddy mainly, chases him down, but I'm kind of with him. So we come back in and the woman's like, thank you too so much. What can I give you guys? And we were like, we couldn't. Couldn't imagine taking a single thing for free from this store.
Certainly not a 6-pack of beer. Sure.
Right. We had stolen candy bars and everything.
Oh, that's why you're being good.
That's right. So it's just funny. The one time they were like, do you guys want something for free? We're like, no.
We like to steal.
Basically.
We'll come in and get it.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We're going to contest on the line. You pick from one of 2 categories and try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale.
Ryan, quite simply today, you have 2 categories as usual. You have the 10 most obese states in America and the 20 greatest Mariners of all times. What are you taking?
Mariners.
All right, let's Ryan. Go. Ryan, I'm hoping that you can get the top 10. I'll tell you what. If you get 10 rights out of the top 15, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Ryan, turn down your radio.
Oh, shoot. Okay. There you go. It's off.
All right. You know how we play the game. According to Seattle on Tap, from January 30th, 2025, these are your 20 greatest Mariners of all time. But since that point in time, Cal Raleigh's had a hell of a year. Julio, already playing great baseball, he has equally had another good year. So we're going to eliminate those 2 players, all right?
Okay.
Because they were 19 and 18.
In other words, you're going to take your first 2 guesses.
Exactly. All right, Ryan, you know the game is played. Who do you think is in the top 15 of the greatest Mariners of all time?
Well, first of all, unofficially, Dave Niehaus. But
all right, I see what he's doing.
The greatest Mariner of all time has got to be the kid.
Ken Griffey Jr.
He is number one.
Yeah.
You're one for one.
Edgar Martinez.
Number 3. Edgar Martinez is the best designated baseball hitter of all time.
Correct. Yeah.
And that should be enough right there.
And he's got a street.
He does.
And he used to have a mezcal.
So does Dave.
That's right.
My favorite player, Ichiro Suzuki.
Ayo.
Number two. He won the MVP award and Rookie of the Year award in the same season. Again.
Jesus.
The MVP and the Rookie of the Year award in the same season.
That's ridiculous.
That's amazing. Okay. You are 3 for 3. You got the top 3 Mariners, Ryan. Ryan, did you turn your radio down? What the hell's that
it's
echo?
It's his phone. There's a little because it's because it's right after you say it, so that's not his radio. It's his
all
phone.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, sorry. let's go, Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer is number 7.
Interesting call.
Moyer pitched for 5 other teams before coming to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But Moyer spent 11 years with the Mariners. He won 145 games. He made his first and only All-Star game of his career at 40 years old.
Damn.
In 2003 with the M's. I also want to say that he beat the Savannah Bananas. Oh, the other night.
Okay. Yeah, he did pitch an inning with Savannah Bananas. My dad hated him as a Mariner.
Oh, really?
Because he was just when he would come in, he had the slowest doggone pitch, but then the problem is that nobody could hit it.
He can't hit it.
Right, he was just hucking 75s out there, and when they're used to throwing 90 miles an hour, they weren't ready for it.
Isn't that like Randy Johnson's M.O.? That ball took so long to get to play, like batter, you couldn't time it up.
No, Randy had a heater.
Oh, no, he's throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, Randy had the pass.
Never mind. He killed a bird.
Well, he did kill a bird. Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Like 3.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah. Let's go with the big unit.
Randy Johnson,
Randy,
who has one of the best names in sports other than Dick Butkus. Randy Johnson, I mean, no one talks about that.
And then you're called the big unit. Yeah, I mean, right? It all comes together.
It really does.
Where's he at?
So far, you've got Ichiro, Edgar, Randy, Jamie, and Ken Griffey Jr.
Where's Randy at?
Randy's number 5.
Number 5.
Let's go King Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez is the number 4 greatest Mariner of all time. That according to Seattle on Tap. Felix was the lone bright spot in a bad Mariners time. He won a Cy Young Award with the Mariners and won the ERA title 2 times. He also went to the All-Star Game 6 times with the Mariners.
Damn.
And pitched the first perfect game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. He's 4 on the list. All right, Ryan, you're doing great. No strikes against you so far.
A-Rod.
A-Rod is number 6. He is one of the most controversial players in baseball history, and we know why. But in 800 games with the Mariners, he batted .309, 189 home runs, and made 4 All-Star games. Also won a batting title. You cannot dispute that.
Okay, we had him a lot longer than I remember.
So you've got the top 7 so far, Ryan, and no strikes against you.
Let's go with the Bone, Jay Buhner.
Jay Buhner, number 9 on the list. He helped bring the best times of Mariners baseball history to the city, became a Mariners and Seattle legend between 95 and 97. He hit 124 home runs, drove in 368 RBIs. He's still 3rd all-time in Mariners history in home runs and RBIs.
And he's the most likely ex-Mariner to punch Miles in the face.
That's right.
That's right. Yep.
Let's go with... Griffey Sr.?
Ken Griffey Sr. Not on the list. But that was a great guess.
Yeah. First strike, man. Not so bad.
Is that the first father-son back-to-back home runs?
Yep.
Yep. Let's, Mike Cameron.
That's where I wanted to go.
Mike Cameron, number 16. Hey, Ryan, since you know so much about the Mariners, I'm going to see if you can get the rest of the 18 on the list.
Yeah, at this point, why not?
Oh, no. John Olerud?
Number 20. The man with the batting helmet all the time.
Yeah.
To protect that, feeble brain. No, actually, he's the smartest guy in the world for wearing that helmet.
No kidding, dude.
At first base. Really is. Yeah, he was one of the best pure hitters in baseball before he came to the Mariners. During his time, he was just as consistent, earned an All-Star Game appearance, and won 3 Gold Gloves with the team. 3 Gold Gloves at first base.
Maybe one of these guys a manager, Miles?
I was thinking Dan.
Right? I mean, he was a hell of a catcher. I think he was our best catcher before Cal.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, let's go with my favorite closer, Kazuhiro Sasaki.
Nice. That's a good pick, though, man.
Not a list.
You know, he's a winner in my book. Sasaki was shut down, too.
So as far as Seattle on Tap goes, they are basing it like purely statistics.
Ryan, by the way, you've already got 10 right. So you've already basically won with 2 strikes. But if you want to try to complete the list, we're going to let you go at it.
Oh, man. Brett Boone?
Nice.
Brett Boone is number 14.
Damn right he is.
You are killing it, Ryan.
Very good. All right, take your time. Do a little thinking here, because you still have
You still have two in the top ten.
In the top ten.
I believe one of them is Mr. Mariner.
One had a very solid time in Seattle. Now, of course, he had better seasons before and after leaving the not-so, as they say, friendly hitting confines of Safeco Field. But he did win two of the first five gold gloves as a member of the Mariners.
Five gold gloves.
Now T-Mobile, obviously.
Right.
What he played was Safeco.
How about Gaylord Perry? I think pitched a no-hitter. But he... Yeah, Gaylord Perry. Let's go with that.
Not Gaylord Perry.
One of the worst names in baseball.
I was thinking Kyle Seager, but...
Were? Were you really thinking Kyle Seager?
Say Kyle Seager.
Yeah, but I was kind of on the fence about that.
Say Kyle Seager.
Number 13. Might get a little controversy here, they say, for not being higher, but he played with the organization a long time, but he made one All-Star game and batted .251 in a career. Solid career, but not enough to get the top 10 spot, but he did come in at number 13.
Suggestion came in for Ricky Henderson.
Not here long enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Alvin Davis?
Alvin Davis, probably. Robinson Cano?
Alvin Davis is number 11. The first good Mariners batter, they say. He won Rookie of the Year with the Mariners, which ended up being his best season, but he was the first notable name in Mariners history.
Okay.
So you're right on Alvin Davis.
Robinson Cano?
Robinson Cano's number 8. There you go. The biggest signing in Seattle Mariners history. He had four good seasons before getting suspended for steroids. However, he did bat .296 in his time with the Mariners with 271 extra base hits. So far, Ryan, quick review. You've got number 1, King Griffey Jr., number 2, Ichiro, 3, Edgar Martinez, 4, Felix, 5, Randy Johnson, A-Rod at 6, Jamie Moyer at 7, Robinson Cano at 8, Jay Buhner was 9, and Alvin Davis was 11. You also got Kyle Seager at 13, Brett Boone at 14, Mike Cameron at 16, and John Olerud at 20. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 Mariners left, if you want to try.
Ibanez?
Raul Ibanez.
Nope.
I liked Raul.
I had one tapped, didn't.
One from the Texas that I think is a good one. He was decent for us, but then he went and had a whole lot of success with Texas. Adrian Beltre.
Did he not do well here?
Yeah.
Adrian Beltre is number 10.
There it is.
There you go. You've cleared out the top 11 so far. There are 3 Mariners left on the list of the 20 greatest Mariners of all times.
What era are they? Can I get a hint?
One I've seen play here. I got a pitcher on the list as well.
Edwin Diaz?
Went to the All-Star game. Who else? Oh, this guy kind of replaced... Randy Johnson pitched over 200 innings.
Damn.
Asashi? No, maybe. Asashi? I cannot say his last name.
Iwakuma?
Iwakuma? No. What about Mitch Haniger?
Mitch Haniger, not a bad guess.
I liked Mitch Haniger.
So he's got, I want to say one of the guys played for the Yankees, I believe, maybe.
I feel like that doesn't help.
Yeah, no kidding. He crushed baseballs
Yankees
for the Mariners.
Came to Seattle.
In 606 games for the M's, he hit .284, 163 home runs, 414 RBIs. In his first four seasons with the Mariners, he made the All-Star game 3 times and won 2 Silver Slugger Awards.
What position did he play?
Pretty sure he still plays. Think now he might be an outfielder? Nah, I'm not sure.
Nelson Cruz Jr.?
Nelson Cruz, Nelson. 17. Damn. Very good.
All right.
All right, Jimmy, give me the other two. That would be Freddie Garcia. He's the guy that replaced Randy Johnson. And Mark Langston.
Oh, Freddie Garcia. I said Felix Hernandez. Yeah, Freddie
there
Garcia.
There you go.
For
there
sure.
are your top Mariners.
No, you did a great job, man.
All time. That was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the commenters got the last two.
Okay.
For sure.
Not bad at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Love you guys. Anyway, so my story is, I guess it's the gift I kept on giving my whole life. But I was 10 years old, and I was playing chicken out on the playground. And a lot of people play that from the monkey bars, hanging. We played it from a balancing beam, standing on top of said beam. And, I lost, and I went and went down, as you can imagine. And actually had to have one removed.
What?
And have been looked out, and have had many stories bred from that situation.
At 10 years old.
10 years old.
Now, yeah, so long,
I wasn't that attached to it.
Was that more traumatic or less traumatic? Because you know you have one. You know you care about it, but you don't know
its special
you
purpose.
You don't know everything that it's capable of yet. So
100%. That's exactly what I tell people, actually. It was like, I wasn't that attached to it yet. It wasn't that big of a deal to me at that time. I didn't realize until really high school that, you know, having just...
Yeah, look, when you're a kid, you just say, hey, you might as well cut your arm. You know, you go, oh my God, this thing happened. As an adult, you're like, no, it is so much more than the physical part.
Is one side of your boys down there looking like a flappy piece of chicken skin?
I think they did a pretty good job.
Did they put in a fake ping pong ball or anything?
The other one, though, is grown. Yeah, the other one, though, like basically took the place, I guess, of the other one. So, like, I don't have to have, like, testosterone replacement.
All right, now, let me ask you this, though. So you're 10 years old. You hit the balance beam. Obviously, you've crushed your satchel. How long does it take for people to reach the conclusion that you need to go to the hospital? Because we get hit in the junk all the time. So how long were they like, oh, my God, man?
It was a long time in the nurse's office. I remember them arguing amongst themselves as to, I just wanted to take my pants down and show them what was wrong.
Look at it.
So wait, did they not let you do that?
Correct. Not at first. Yeah. Okay. It took quite a few minutes to get to that point. And then immediately at that point, it was like, call an ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Damn. So, yeah. So you had to convince them to let them actually look. And then as soon as you showed them the evidence, they're like, dear God, get this boy an ambulance. Look,
there's something.
I wasn't convincing them or anything, but like they were like physically stopping me. I was just like,
It's a bad look.
Yeah, I don't care. Just look.
But what did it look like that they was it swollen? Was it bleeding? Was something blowing out of there or what?
Yeah, it was basically ruptured.
At
that point, it was swollen.
When you hurt yourself down there, like I had a bad situation. So, I don't know what was in my ass. I decided I was going to take CrossFit, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is probably about but I'm doing things I normally don't do. So, there's this thing called dumbbell lunges, okay? And you put your foot farther forward as far as you can. You lunge down on that. You pick yourself up. You take another step. You do it again.
Right.
I felt a pop. And I was like, what is that? I had also had a vasectomy. What ended up happening was, my vas deferens, where that suture point was, separated. Okay, I didn't know if I popped a hernia. I didn't know what I did. I did not understand. I just knew
it's
something down there exploded. Right.
Right.
So I go to the doctor and they tie that thing back up, which is not good because I basically had to have a surgery on this thing.
How long did it take them to figure out that that's what had happened? Because you go in to say something popped in my penis.
They were going to open it up and look in there because the swelling was so bad. They also needed to drain the swelling, but. I came to work the next day, okay?
Idiot.
And I got like this just purple baseball.
It was jet black.
And I could showed everybody.
I was the only one that didn't see that because I remember.
I just walked in her castle. Look at this, man.
But it was already out.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. You didn't have a choice. Turn to look what you're saying.
You didn't have a choice.
There's this jet black massive testicle.
Check this out. Can you believe this?
No.
That's what it was. I remember I came in. It had to be on my late day because I came in and everybody was talking about how they had seen Miles' testicle.
Yeah,
you're not piecing together what's going on
because you had clearly.
But they did the procedure.
Yeah, no shame
I swear to God,
whatsoever.
They did that procedure, and I swear to God, about 45 seconds.
Really,
it was it was fast. I was like, I thought it was going to be in there for like hours.
Dude, look at my sack.
Open it up,
Jesus, man.
I told you, man. I was like, look at this thing.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
That's my lunch is sitting on my desk.
It was nasty.
Cool.
It's a meatball sub.
He's got a rotten egg.
It's a meatball sub from Razzie's.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
That's like the way you're like CN Town.
The what?
I know.
It seemed like you shocked her.
Yeah, I know. I was like, did I say something to offend her? I just said CN Tower. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bacholas.
Hola. Hola. Matty on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to see a band one last time. You checking out Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
We'll go Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Ah, they're cleaning
this
up today.
This is going to crush Taryn Daly.
Oh, that Rush show would be plenty crowded.
Oh, I know they'll be sold out.
Everyone there. Like I said, there'll be two women. One will be the drummer, one is Taryn. Every other person there will have on black jeans, black chucks, a black t-shirt.
Oftentimes white.
Their hair, always white shoes, and their hair pulled back in a ponytail.
But all of them in a Rush t-shirt.
The
last show that we went to, we did it with Castle. Castle, Taryn, her husband Brad, me and Ryan.
All right.
I'm wearing a Glenn Campbell t-shirt. Everybody in the meet and greet's got a Rush t-shirt on.
Of course.
Yep.
And I walk up and Getty goes, Glenn Campbell, huh? And I went, yeah, Glenn Campbell. He's like, okay. And I was like, he was like offended that I had another band's t-shirt.
Because it's Rush. And he understands. In his world, it's like if you go to a Seahawks game, unless you're visiting from the other team, everyone wears a Hawks jersey.
Alex was the coolest guy in the world.
He doesn't care.
No, he was fun.
Yeah.
He's like, I think that rule, like, Rush fans, that's the first band I noticed that they
more
all
than
do it.
Any band
but
I've
I feel
seen.
Like that rule's kind of gone by the wayside. People wear shirts of the band all the time.
Which to me, because people used to make fun of it. Like, well, why do you wear your team jersey to the sporting
event? Right.
You're going to go see this thing that you're honoring on your shirt. Metallica's pretty bad with that, too, man. Everyone rolls in a Metallica shirt, no doubt about it. But to be fair, Metallica has cooler shirts than Rush.
Well, I like that Pastor Muppets shirt I saw the last
time. That is so awesome.
With Kermit up there.
All right, here's your question.
That is a cool shirt.
What cartoon character did its creator kill in 2017 after it became associated with the white nationalist movement?
Mm-hmm.
I know you know.
Oh,
come on.
So they killed a cartoon.
So he created a cartoon character, and against his will, got appropriated by the white nationalist movement. So he said, look, I'm done with this.
Is this like a television cartoon or like a cartoon in the Sunday?
Don't act like you don't know, Miles. We talk about him all the time.
Yeah, I know you're playing.
I'm trying to save it, Ted.
It's the tattoo on your back, Miles.
I really don't know who this is. No, it's just Richard Nixon.
Is it a really bad drawing of a cartoon?
What's that?
Is it a really bad drawing cartoon that I'm thinking of?
I mean, depending on your perspective.
I think it kind of sucks, but yeah.
Okay.
It used to be very funny.
It's who I'm thinking of. It was never funny for me.
All right, Matt, what's your guess?
Don't have one. What tattoo you got on your back, Miles?
Richard Nixon. Is it Dilbert?
No, it's Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog.
I should have answered that quickly if you guys didn't know.
Who's Pepe the Frog?
He's the one who said your back tattoo.
Oh.
I like how Miles tries to play it off.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah. You'll recognize him. You're right. PP the Frog. I just want to see if you recognize him.
Do his legs taste good?
That dude?
This guy?
Yes.
What did he do?
The white nationalist movement just kind of appropriated
like
him.
Unlike 4chan, they just used him for everything. Okay. So it became kind of
dude's like, no.
So he started wearing, you know, the white nationalist stuff. There were swastikas all over him. He was wearing the uniforms and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the dude's like, this is not what I intended.
Right. And I never got his content, to be fair.
Well, the white nationalists did, Mike.
Yeah, they're known for their funnies.
And being smart. Both of those things. All right, your question.
Tell you what, man, the cookouts are hell.
But they can make some mac and cheese, brother.
Mayonnaise sandwich. Mayonnaise sandwich.
The chicken salad only has raisins.
What did you call Caucasian hot sauce? What was it?
Mayonnaise.
Ranch.
Mayonnaise.
God damn it.
You told me.
You see the uniforms? Blue jeans and white shirts.
Is that guy that you watch on the cooking guy? Who you like?
Oh, the Southern dude?
Yeah. Is that what he refers to it as?
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
No, he just, I mean.
Okay.
But sometimes you just got to know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I like mayonnaise.
For the record,
I feel like I have to say this now. I am not a white nationalist. I just happen to know who Pepe the Frog is.
Sometimes people think you are, though.
And I look like I could come off as one.
What did you say, a brewer or a white nationalist?
Yeah, I work at a brewery, or I could be super racist.
If I'm casting a movie, if those are the two, you would get cast for all. We need a brewer in the background, Ted, you're up. We need a white nationalist in the background, Ted, you're up.
Right, you just random NFL fan.
You got to pick the head a little bit more often there,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, you're right.
The stubbly head does not do you any favors.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the name of the crazy AI computer in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey?
I believe he's in our office.
Got it. Nice job, Matt.
I also would have. It is HAL 9000. I also would have accepted Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 round.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. There's a black man on board.
I'm not letting him onto the space station.
I don't have to take that from you.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Austin.
Hola.
Hola.
Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay.
Sober.
All right. Austin, our men's room poll. You're going to see a band one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Aerosmith.
Damn, they are killing it today.
They better get back out on the road. They're going to make some money.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Hey, Chad.
What up?
Have you been watching Chad Powers?
I haven't started watching yet. I need to.
That's the quarterback one?
Yeah.
How is it, man? Is it funny?
It's funny. It's good.
Okay.
I talked to somebody the other day. They're like, I'm not even a sports fan, and somehow I've gotten into that show.
Really?
Okay. I think is it a little Ted Lasso-y, I guess?
Probably.
Yeah. It is, yeah. And there's only one more episode next week, and then that's the end of the season.
How many was it? 8 episodes?
5. Yeah.
Damn. 5 episodes. That's a season. All right.
Might be 6. Like that.
It's amazing to me how short seasons can be now. All right, your question. What physical property of a diamond do carats measure? So you say, well, it's 3 carats. What the hell are they talking about?
It, can you repeat that one more time?
What physical property of a diamond do carats measure?
The clarity?
Weight. Mass. Mass. Which was news to me. Because it occurred, oh, it's an 8-carat diamond. I know that probably means it's expensive, but also I'm like, what does that mean? Why does it matter? So yeah, mass. I like a woman with a 4-carat diamond.
I went
ass
to the Diamond Museum. That was actually fascinating.
South Africa?
Yeah.
And what was the fascinating part? Like, what
there's
did you find
one,
out?
There's one.
Well, the reason that that guy and those the guys that went into the Louvre did not steal that one diamond is because it's cursed. And it's one of the biggest and most precious diamonds in the world. They could have grabbed that thing. But everybody who's tried to steal it or put their hands on it or has owned it or has wore it has died.
No
really?
Way.
Yes.
So you think these guys are like,
just
nope.
Crazy stuff like that. Or you're just like, you're looking at diamonds and there's a story behind you. You're like, ooh.
Would you want that in your museum then?
Well, as long as it's sure. not in someone's so individual
as
possession.
As long as it's on display. It's for the world to enjoy.
If someone possesses it and owns it, forget about it.
Is that the Hope Diamond?
No, I thought that was a different one.
It's got another name to it.
Where did this curse come from? Like, what's the story behind it?
Just the people who owned it.
Okay. They just said, like, look,
they
this
just
is
started
for
dropping like flies.
And, Steve, I'm mostly with you that that's a crazy thing. However, if everybody who's owned this thing has just died, like, is it crazy?
I mean, that's the thing. Look, it might not have anything to do with the curse, but circumstantial evidence says, look, all I can tell you is that everyone that owned it died.
100%
is it the
of the people.
Don't know.
Right.
But they all died.
You know what, Ted? It might be either that or the Stacey Diamond.
I thought the Hope Diamond was somewhere else. I don't know enough about diamonds.
I think it's in the Louvre. I think it's in the Louvre.
Really? Huh.
Hang on, I'll find it. Where's the Hope Diamond?
Where is it?
Cursed Diamond. Louvre.
Is it the Louvre?
The Hope Diamond is located at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C.
Ah, okay.
No, that's not it.
That's the next place to rob, Ted. We did the Louvre. Now we're going to Smithsonian.
It's 140 carat.
Oh, the Regent. R-E-G-E-N-T.
Okay.
Okay.
The Regent Diamond.
Just call it the cursed diamond.
Because all the diamonds that they had there in that museum were replicas of the ones that are on display.
So none of them are real.
Correct.
Which makes sense.
Correct.
Right.
These are fake.
Or they want you to think that.
You know, that's a good point, Ted. They're like, all of these are replicas.
Ted, you're not gonna, this museum, all right, was a lot like IKEA in a weird way. Except for when you get to the end and you open these dark doors.
South African meatballs?
You go through this corridor that looks like a mining tunnel with trusses.
All right.
And like rocks on the side, and there's two black double doors, and you push it open, and you walk into a Zales.
Oh, for real?
Oh, I swear to God, it's not a Zales. It is an actual diamond store. And everybody's got a chick on their arm, you're screwed. They have set you up. And guess what else they have? Champagne.
Oh, of course.
Waiters. Would you like a drink?
Would you like a
cursed
diamond?
How many beers do you want to put down in a half an hour period while we take your lovely woman around?
Mm-hmm.
Show her the crap. My daughter's just looking at everything. Dad, give me this. I'm like, I'm not your freaking husband. That's what a husband buys.
Right.
Not a dad.
Dads don't
buy daughters diamonds.
Nope. All right. Austin, your question. Prague is the capital of what country?
The Czech Republic.
Yeah. Nice job. Very good.
I'm doing a cross-check.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Czech Republic.
Pepe the Tim. Prague.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Accident, medical or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
But I can't grow hair on top of my head.
No. Yeah.
But I can grow it on my back. Cool. Hello, Chase. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. So, my story is, I was with one of my buddies, and they're moving out of their apartments, and I'm helping them move stuff in and out of the apartment into his truck. And I was driving with my wife's car earlier that day, so I had the keys in my pocket. Well, her dad decided to give her some pepper spray and mace on her keychain.
Oh, no.
And as I'm moving stuff in and out, it's washing, so it's wet. So I'm, like, feeling water. I'm like, maybe some water in his truck. It's just getting on my pant leg. And you can see a wet spot. No big deal. So I keep on moving. And sooner or later, I'm kind of getting a little itchy, a little burny. Sort of doing a little pinch and twist to try to make it go away. And it just goes from there. It gets extreme. So I run inside real quick, go check it out, and drop trowel. And there's a giant orange spot covering my pocket, my underwear, and the boys. So I try to call my wife, tell her, hey, man, that stuff went off, and the stuff your dad gave me, I can't get it off.
I put spray in my penis.
Oh, it's just burning. It, like, it most burns, like someone just put straight coals on my boys and the twigs and berries. So I'm dumping soap, Dawn, milk, anything I can think of, just scrub all this stuff.
That's
off.
What I would do.
I think
water makes it worse.
Water makes it worse because it actually spreads the stuff around. So milk, I don't know why it works, but in my experience, mine was jalapeno peppers, not pepper spray. Oof. But the milk, dude, you had pepper spray. I had jalapeno peppers. There's a world of difference between the two, but milk worked for me. I just happened to be at the restaurant I was working at. But what did you finally do, or did you just have to grin and bear it?
Oh, I just kept scrubbing. I went through like a gallon of milk, and I probably went through a whole tube of freaking Dawn soap, and it still, after a while, like, it still kept burning, so I just had peas and all my boys.
Well, you do notice that in the Dawn dish detergent commercials, it's two ducks, not a penis.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to remove oil, and I guess that oil is different than regular oil, but yeah, it stayed on for a good, like, hour, like, super burned. And then it lasts like another 2 hours after that, just like constant like sideburn, like I got a sunburn on it.
Yeah, we call that the reminder burn.
I mean, Blue Dawn is the way to go, though.
And you would use over milk?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, he's right. Man. They use it on oil-slicked animals.
They do. My thing with the milk, and look, I don't know. So with the Dawn, you're right, you have to scrub. But I feel like if my junk is in that condition, the last thing I want to do is scrub it.
It's not supposed to be that concentrated in one area either.
But
it's supposed to be an airborne thing. Not,
right. No, he took it straight to the man noggin. But with the milk, I literally just dropped my junk in a glass of milk and stood there for like, I don't know, 30 seconds. It's a very humiliating look. Luckily, no one was in the walk-in with me. But you're just standing there with your D, sitting in a glass of milk, but it actually, it did pull the paint away.
You should have floured it and deep fried it. Drudge it. You know.
Just walk back into the kitchen.
If he drudged it, he would have felt like us.
Yes. Delicious.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
I do oddly kind of want to do that, though.
Put your D in some milk?
Yeah.
I mean, look, this is going to sound ridiculous. I needed it for the relief. It is not just some weird fetish like Ted has and wants to give it a shot. However,
I don't know if I have it.
I will say, I think it would be quite refreshing. I mean, look, I'm going to be dead. Just my one experience, like I said, my penis is on fire from jalapenos. Fine. Jalapenos. Goes into milk. I was cutting jalapenos with no gloves on, but I was cutting a ton of them for a catering event.
Yep.
Went to the bathroom, touched junk to aim.
Jalapenos.
And yeah, I had jalapenos. And but the milk worked. But even after the milk kind of sucked away the berm, it's like, I maybe gave it another 5 seconds before it just seemed weird.
I could run across the street and grab a little thing of milk real quick if we really want to.
Can you get them like the little twist-off cap? You can just drop it straight in.
It'll be expired. Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, there's no way I'm drinking this milk.
You know what you do? Put it in.
That's the dare.
Chocolate milk, and then put that chocolate milk back in that fridge to see. Because look,
because I'll forget and drink it.
Okay, but that's okay. Because the point is, everyone gets mad if you eat so much crap out of the fridge, as they should, and a lot of people take to labeling it. Yeah. Don't label it. Just stick it in there. See if someone drinks it. Because it's not like they're going to know. And then you can say after the fact and in all email, Seattle users, by the way, don't eat or drink things in the fridge that aren't yours. Incidentally, whoever drank the chocolate milk, I'm a penis.
How did you describe that milk? It had lost its way? Or what was your terminology for that milk just being in there?
It lost its way.
It snuck out of someone else's fridge? Or
yeah, you said somebody lost their milk.
Lost their milk.
My understanding is that box, which I got to take. I have a tea that's sitting in there I need to take out of there.
That's mine.
No, the green one.
That's
you get
mine.
The white label.
No, I know. I bought the green one. That's mine.
Now you're, Jesus.
I just bought that yesterday.
Apparently Miles is just
Were you going to drink that one? Did you drink that one? You already drank my tea?
No, but I was about to. What about 10 minutes?
Jesus Christ. That's where I put my ass. It's the same spot.
You've been just chugging Miles' iced tea?
God damn it.
Well, there's a green tea.
I just got it. It's that with two Diet Dr. Peppers just sitting right beside each other.
Yeah, he didn't want the Dr. Peppers.
I'm going to start labeling my crap now.
Yeah, because I didn't buy one of those teas today. I just got a Lipton. So I was like, oh, I already got one in there. I'm good to go.
Take it.
But it used to
just
be.
Just take it.
I'm high impression.
Just take it.
If it goes in that box.
I got to find another spot in the refrigerator.
Did you dip your D in it?
If I put another plate, nobody puts it in the top left. Yeah, I am now.
That's where I put my lunchbox.
Yes.
Yeah, that box I thought was free game. All right. Apparently,
you know,
it's not.
To his credit, like, if Castle gets like six packs or something like that, they go in that box. He's like, hey, there's beer in the fridge. That's where they are.
But he also tells us that.
He does.
He also specifically says.
But also, if you leave stuff in there too long, eventually he'll move it to that box and it's like free game.
That's true. That is true.
So, yes, I thought the
I'm going to get my stuff out of the free game box.
Before Ted drinks
Before
it.
I drink
The Ted penalty box.
Okay.
Well, it usually... Ted's
already established. If you put it in there, I'm going to
drink it.
But usually you buy the white label tea, not the green one.
I buy the brown, the white, and the green.
Damn it. In a way, you didn't buy it. I think I have drank some of your teas.
Damn it.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified man from Usak, Turkey. I don't know if I said that right, but whatever. Anyway, he just completed a divorce from his wife, but a court, it ruled that he had to pay his now ex-wife additional financial compensation. You see, spouses come up with nicknames for each other, some more endearing than others, but rarely do these end up as the reason for a divorce. Now, exceptions do occur, and that was the case with a couple in question. Basically, it all started because of how our honoree had his wife's name saved in his phone. I'm curious to know, Mike, do you have your wife saved in your phone by any name other than her name?
Yes.
Is it bad?
No.
What is?
It's just it's our
lady of the night.
No, damn it, no! It's our pet name that we use.
Okay.
Does she have your pet name in her phone?
Yes, pretty sure.
Okay. What is your pet name?
I'm not gonna say.
That's is it embarrassing or is it fun?
I mean, it's cutesy. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
It's Red Rocket.
Yeah. Pink Putty.
Tush Push.
Pink Putty.
Tush Push.
Oh, no.
Well, this guy, he saved his wife's name under dirt. My wife is La Diabla, by the way, as in the devil, but she knows, and I'm not wrong. But the wife claimed that the nickname was degrading and damaging and that it absolutely ruined her marital relationship. Now, the court agreed, ordered him to pay an additional compensation. So, let this be a lesson to husbands everywhere. Do not label your wife as, quote, chubby on your phone.
Chubs.
Come on. He didn't put her in there, like, when they got divorced. Like, that is how he had his wife and his phone, just chubby. And that is
you got to change that at some point.
Chubs.
Chubby. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
Chubby.
It's a chubby.
Over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Pajola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.